Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Prof, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
Prof, people are getting, the isolation is starting to hurt. People are feeling very disconnected. And a question that was posed by a listener yesterday was, can I go to a coffee shop, but at the same time keeping social distancing? What's your take on that, Prof?
Yeah, this is really a very difficult one. You know, on the one hand, we really feel for those businesses that have suffered. And I know many have really suffered grievously during the lockdown, and particularly, I guess, the restaurants, the coffee shops and so on. I think we've all tried to reach out to them through their home delivery services and so on. Obviously, it's very much the third or a fourth best. But on the other hand, you know, we're really in the very worst time of the crisis now. You know, where we are on the upward trajectory, cases are rapidly increasing. We're hearing really horror stories coming from places like Nelson Mandela Bay, from Western Cape and so on. And also the fact that restrictions are lifted is going to facilitate again, even more so, the rapid spread of the virus. Also, winter doesn't help much as well. And the problem is, can you go to a kosher restaurant or cafe and not socialize? I think that's a bit of a oxymoron. You know, when you go to, I don't know your experience, Simon, but whenever I've been, you cannot have a session at, a meal at a restaurant, a kosher restaurant, without at least five or six acquaintances coming up to you and, hello, how's it?
Correct.
How are the kids going on and so on. It's going to be very, very difficult. All I can say is, you know, we're really at a particularly vulnerable time, and now particularly. And therefore, even though these restrictions have been lifted, we have to be extremely careful in physical distancing, in wearing masks. It's a bit difficult to wear a mask when you're eating. But, I mean, when you're not eating, having a mask before when you come in, hand washing, sanitizing your hands, and really trying to avoid socializing if it is humanly and Jewishly possible.
I hear you, Prof, but I also know that very near where I live, there is a coffee shop that is open. I see people going in, they can't sit down because the restaurant is only open for takeaways, and they stand there in groups of twos. They do seem to try and keep that meter and a half, 2 minutes distancing. Many, it is correct, are not wearing their masks, but you're saying avoid that if you possibly can, because the trajectory is still on an upward swing.
Yeah, I think just insist, you know, go for the home deliveries from the takeaways.
I hear you loud and clear. It's just very, very interesting that people are really feeling the need 3 months later to connect at some level with other people. Mm-hmm. Prof, I gave you a little bit of warning, not much, before crossing to you, that we had a question from a listener who wants to know your take, and we understand you're a virologist and you have got nothing to do with drugs. But what is your view on legalization of marijuana, the step that Israel took yesterday?
Yeah, I know. My understanding, as I say, this is really, as I say in Afrikaans, a bikkie buiten my vuurmaakplek. Eigenlijk ver buiten my vuurmaakplek, well out of my field of expertise.
Okay.
But my understanding is that that marijuana, dag, is actually one of the gateway drugs. So, you know, it could be, you know, I know there's quite a powerful lobby for it. But there's also a powerful counter lobby, because dacha could lead to addiction to other drugs. So, you know, there's clearly a medicinal use, a licensed medicinal use, where it's a very valuable drug. But I think for recreational purposes, I would certainly be opposed to it.
Okay, well, that's a very, very interesting take, and your opinion is important. So thank you for that, Prof. And you took us absolutely bang on to 4:30. Thank you, Prof.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.